Okay. So the sugya of taking showers in Yantiv, it really incorporates, there's two major parts to it. There's a deraisa part and there's a derabanan part. Then they're really two really separate, distinct sugyas that aren't related to each other. The deraisa part of it, the deraisa question of it, the issue, involves the fact that you're doing a malacha every time you take a shower, namely, you're cooking water. Because by turning on the tap to the cold water is coming into your boiler and thereby getting cooked. So there's a malacha going on. So that's a deraisa. Are you allowed to cook water in order to be able to take a shower? That's the deraisic aspect. There's a drabbanadig question. The Chazal is made an issur drabbanan to take showers or to bathe on Shabbos or Yantiv. That's a drabbanan problem. The two problems are distinct, and the way to work around them are also very, very different. Whereas the drabbanan problem, there's different things you can do, like a lukewarm shower perhaps, or you know, only do Aver maybe. There's different things that you can do that we find in Shulchan Aruch, there's Eitzis, maybe there's a Kula when it's a Mitztayer, you know, like there's no Chaser, that might be the situation if it's very hot. You know, so different type of things are Heterim for the Drabbanan, but on the Dry Siddiqa level, obviously, it's going to be a lot more complicated to find a Heter. But we do have to figure out, is it Aser at all to begin with? Right? So So, as I was saying, is that when it comes to the question of taking shower in Yantiv, there's two parts to the question. There's a deraisa part to the question, because you have to cook water in order to take a shower, because by turning on the water, you're letting in cold water. And then?
Then it might not be an issue.
Oh yeah? Why is that?
You're not personally turning on the...
Oh no? That's not how it works? How do you get... What causes pressure?
Like in Israel, they say... In Israel, it's a problem, because they do Shemesh, and then
that's
everyone's
correct.
Jewish, but in the apartment buildings, I think they say that based on the rules, you know, that most people aren't Jewish, and they're using the hot water system anyway, so it's always going to be on.
Oh, you mean cold water is coming in regardless. Okay,
the cold water is coming into the hot water tank regardless.
Yeah. Okay, that's a possibility. I mean, I don't know. There's a possibility of that.
I think it depends on the matias of the.
Right.
I don't think people assume when they're in it. Like,
okay.
Turn
so
on
we'll clock that in as a possible heter. But in any case, just in this question itself, so we're gonna have to figure out first: can you get past the deraisa? Right, are you allowed to cook water for the purpose of washing yourself on Yantiv? And then there's a Drabanan digger question, and that is, are you allowed to take a shower on Yantiv? Because the Drabanan made a gzerah against washing yourself on Shabbos and Yantiv. But like I was saying, as far as that's concerned, the gzerah of not taking a shower on Shabbos and Yantiv, they made loopholes, and there are certain ways you can get around it, whether it's Eber, whether it's not such hot water, there are ways to get around it. But the deraisa, either it's mutter or it's not. There's no way to get around it.
The cold water would solve the first problem only, or both could potentially.
It would only solve the first problem. So what we're gonna concentrate on, being that each one of those is quite a big sugya, we're gonna concentrate on the deraisa aspect of it. A, because that's the bigger problem, and B, it's usually much less understood properly. There's a big. A lot of misinformation out there about exactly what goes on with this deraisa digishmu. So we're going to concentrate on that. And by the time we're done, and we hopefully will have an understanding of deraisa, then you know we'll make a quick rundown of the drabanan. Maybe some other time we'll learn that. But for now, we'll focus on the deraisa. So in order to be able to understand this, we have to learn through a couple of sugyas. This will be the first one. The first one is Dafid Beza Medalef in Mesechus Beya, and this is what is exactly the heter to cook or light a fire when you're not doing it for the purpose of food, right? Which is commonly known as mitach. This is the sugya mitach. Sugya mitach can be found in Dafid Beza Medalef and Mesechus Beya. Now, before we start, I want to make one other hakdama. There's one thing that's very, very, very unique about Mesechus Beya. Whereas in most other Mesechus and in Yonim, like, you know, we're talking about Mesechus Shabbos, Bab Metzia, Bab Kama, right? We're talking about. You know, a major limud, right? So usually the basics, right, the real basics are something that's usually pretty clear, right? We know what the 39 malachas are. You know, then when it gets down to just applying it practically, that's when it gets complicated. In Masechtas Yontif, nothing is clear. And we don't know exactly which malachas are mutar on Yontif. The Rishonim themselves have a very hard time figuring it out, proving from the Gemara what's mutar what's aser. And likewise, it's very, very unclear which malachas have nitaif, which malachas can be done shalel tzarech hachal nefesh, and which can't. We know what the Gemara says. Then when you get to Rishonim, and specifically when you get to Shulchan Aruch, it becomes a big mess. So we're going to focus at least, now what we're talking about is cooking, because that's the issue with taking a shower, is letting that cold water in. And cooking is, that much is fairly clear, that there is, cooking is allowed to be done in Yontif, that's a pasuk in the Torah. And likewise, it's going to be clear as we see go along that there's a mitaych on that. But then you'll see, the next step is there's going to be another level of some things that need to be clarified, and that's the sugi over here. So the Mishnah says, Yibezim et al, b'shamei oimrim, so carrying is one of those things that's mutar yantiv. Carrying typically would mean for food, right? You're carrying food for your yantiv suda. And here we're discussing everything but food, right? Emetzin lois a katan. You're not allowed to carry out a katan. And Rashi explains, well, and Rashi doesn't explain actually, but the Rishonim assume that what it means is for the purpose of mila, for a mitzvah, in order that it should be the same as the other two. So you're not allowed to carry a katan if you want to do a bris milah. V'loyas halulav, you're not allowed to carry a lulav to shul. V'loyas sefer Torah l'rosh hasharabim, you can't carry a sefer Torah for leaning into rosh hasharabim, which would be a melacha the reis of Itzah. Because B'Shamah says, that's also an yantiv, you can't do that. V'sil matir, and V'sil says it's mutter. So let's see, Rashi says, loyas ha-katan, kol mili d'lav tzarech achila. Rashi says that B'Shamah are using these as examples, but basically it means anything which is not being done for the purpose of food cannot be done in Yontif. That's B'Shamah, and B'Shamah say it's mutter. Okay, now the Gemara is going to try to figure out what's pshat. So zok to Gemara, Tani Tana kamei d'Rebbe Yitzchak bar Avdimi. So Tana said to front of Rebbe Yitzchak bar Avdimi, ha-sheichet oilus nedava b'Yontif leike. If someone shechts an oilus nedava on Yontif is like. So now, we know you're allowed to bring karbanos on Yontif, and you're allowed to bring karbanos on Shabbos. The reason why you're allowed to bring karbanos on Yontif and on Shabbos is because the Torah says you can. It's b'mayadai, afilu b'Shabbos, or hayayim, different sukkim. The Gemara's learn out that you can bring whatever particular karban that needs to be brought on Shabbos, that has to be brought on Shabbos, is allowed to be brought on Shabbos and Yontif. However, nedava does not have to be brought on that day. So therefore, there's no hetter to shecht it as far as the halacha of the carbon is concerned. There's no special hetter to shecht it. So if you shecht an oilus nedava on Yontif, you get malchus. Because Yontif, if you're over Yontif, it's not karis. Only Shabbos is karis. Yontif is only malchus. So you were over the lab of l'sasakal malacha, you get malchus. Amalei, the amal l'chamani. If you're making such a statement, who are you going? Who is this going l'fi? Beishamehi, this is only l'fi beishameh. Da amri, and here's the Gemara says pshat, Bishame holds loy amrina mitoch shehutra haitzal tzarech hutra namishal tzarech. In our mission, we see that Bishame says that although haitzal is mutter l'tzarech hachal nefesh, we don't say that mitoch that it was mutter l'tzarech hachal nefesh. Likewise, it's mutter shaloy l'tzarech. Now, this statement is an interesting statement, and we'll see if we can explain it in a second. But they don't hold it at. You don't say that once it was mutter for food, it's mutter for other things too, and therefore, that's why in the Mishnah it said you can't carry a Sefer Torah, a Katan, etc. Likewise, you can't shecht an Eilas Nedava. Meaning, if it would be Mitaych, that's the Gemara keeps on explaining. The Ibis Hillel, if we're going like Bis Hillel, Ha Amri, Mitaych Shehutra Haitzah Letzarech, Hutra Nami Shele Letzarech. Haitzah is mutter for the purpose of food, and it's mutter also for other things too. Ha Chanami, likewise here by shechting, we will say the same thing. Mitaych Shehutra Shechita Letzarech, since Shechita was mutter, because you can shecht for food. It's mutter also for non-eating purposes, which is the case over here. In Ayla, no one's eating. And Ayla goes on the Mizbeach. It's totally burnt up. So you're not even eating it on Yontif. So if you would say mitaych, the same way you say mitaych for carrying, you would say mitaych for shechita too. So at least we have a Gemara, so it's just for information purposes, that we know shechita is mutter on Yontif, okay, that was obvious. We knew that carrying is mutter on Yontif, and we know there's mitaych by carrying. And we know that there's mitaych by shechita, right? Basically, whatever you find on this page is what exists. Other than that, everything is contested, right? So shechita, at least, that's not contestable. You can do anything that's l'tzarech yantiv, shalot l'tzarech for shechita also. And shechita, we know, is not just shechita. It includes all forms of haitzah's dam, right? So likewise, many of the issues of refuah, of, you know, when it comes to cutting and stuff like that, won't be negeya on yantiv for that reason, because the whole issue is haitzah's dam, which is a chelik of shechita. Okay, so now The Gemara says, therefore, this statement can only be work with Fibes Shammai. The Fibes Hillel will be permitted to bring this oil to Dav on Yat. Right? Okay. Now, Mask of Law, Rabbah. So Rabbah asked the question, how do you know that this is what Bishamay and Basil are arguing about in our Mishnah? Maybe Dilma be'erubahitzal Shabbos and ain erubahitzal yantiv kemitvligi. Maybe everybody agrees that you don't say mitaych. Everybody agrees that the only malacha that can be done on yantiv is solely was done for food and nothing else. Why does Basil allow you in our Mishnah to carry a cotton and a sefer Torah? It's not food because they hold there's no problem with carrying on yantiv. Period. Because Erev Ha'itzal is Shabbos, Erev Ha'itzal was said on Shabbos, Vein Erev Ha'itzal Yantiv, the din of Erev Chatzeris and the Isser of Ha'itzal was not said on Yantiv. Mar Savar, one man normal holds Erev Ha'itzal is Shabbos, Ve Erev Ha'itzal Yantiv, that's Bishamai, there's a din of Ha'itzal on Shabbos and on Yantiv, that's why you can't carry the cotton and Sefer Torah. Umar Savar, Erev Ha'itzal is Shabbos, Vein Erev Ha'itzal Yantiv, and that's Basil, there's no din of Ha'itzal on Yantiv, that's why you're allowed to carry the Sefer Torah. But Mitaych, you don't say mitaych, only food is mutter. Kidiksiv, v'lesitziu masa mi betechem yem haShabbos. This is the pasuk in Yirmiyah. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. B'Shabbos and b'yantiv loy, only on Shabbos is a problem of carrying, and yantiv is no problem of carrying. So this is the Gemara wants to make a suggestion. Perhaps that's pshat and mechlekes b'Shabbos itself. Now, in the teretz of this Gemara, the Gemara says a very interesting statement, which is going to be happily contested by Rashi, Tosfos, and then every single region afterwards. The Rosh, the Ramban, the Ran, everyone's going to take a different opinion over here, and it ends up being along party lines, as we're going to see in Shulchan Aruch also, Beis Yosef and the Ramah, they're going to end up arguing about this too. What does this teretz mean? What does the Gemara answer? Ella, the maskal of Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the question. That can't be pshat. Ella miyata, because if that would be the pshat, liflugi be'avonim, let them argue by stones. In other words, if the machloik is b'sham b'shil, it's just a question, is there a din that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos and Yantiv at all? That's the shaila, is carrying something that's mutter or something that's asar on Yantiv. So then why do they have to argue about a kata and a sefer Torah and a little of such exciting cases? Let them talk about very simply, can you carry stones? And you know, that's something that's no mitzvah, no purpose, no nothing. Can you carry stones on Shabbos and on Yantiv? Being that they didn't argue about stones, must be that that's pashut, that there is an isser of carrying on Yantiv. And the only heter to carry on Yantiv is because of mitaych, and that's why we didn't talk about stones. Okay, let's read one inside. Maskular Vesav, Elami Ata Lifugi Bavanim, let them argue by Avanim. If there's no problem of carrying Lifi Basil, you can carry stones too. Elamida Loy Mifligi Bavanim, being that they don't argue by stones, Shmamina Bahitsa Shlotzar Pligi. It must be that what they're arguing about is whether there's a heter to do Haitsa with Mitaych, is there a heter to do Haitsa Shalotzarach? And the reason would be Mitaych Shahotra Lotzarach, Hotra Shlotzarach. This is the Gemara's text. Now, we've come out now from the Gemara, and the Gemara has made a statement which needs explanation. The Gemara says that if the pshat in our Mishnah is that Beis Hillel hold there is a problem with carrying an yantiv, just there's a heter that you don't only, the heter of doing malachos on yantiv is not limited to food, it extends to other items too, sefer Torah, katan, and etc. If so, we understand why you're not allowed to carry stones. That's what the Gemara is basically saying. Now, this needs explanation. Why not? Why shouldn't you be able to carry stones? If there is a heter of mitaych, one second. If there is a heter of mitaych, right? So why shouldn't it apply to stones too? In other words, once carrying the heter of carrying is not limited to food, so why should it only be sefer Torah and lulav? Why can't you carry a stone also? That the Gemara doesn't explain. Now you're saying there's a problem of total meaning muksa. Okay, you're saying the problem of muksa. Now that's what Rashi can say, but that won't make a lot of sense. Right, because in other words, mukta is a derabbanan digger problem. That was something that existed regardless of whether there's no etzar. So let's see what Rashi says of it. We're going to skip the Rashis here. Just get to this Rashi. We'll focus on this. So look at Rashi Dibra Maschol Liflugu Ba'avan. You see it over there. It's around in the sort of the middle, a little below the middle of the narrow columns. Liflugu Ba'avanim. I ain iser haitza. If there would be no iser haitza at all, Ein Isser Tiltal, then there could not be an Isser of Mukta. Shalai Nesar Tiltal, the whole reason why Mukta is Asr on Shabbos and Yantiv, is Alam Shemitah. The only reason is to prevent you from inadvertently coming to carry. This is actually a Rambam Shita also. Umashal Gozra called it Tertulim. So Rashi has a question. If that's the reason why Muktzah is Asur, you shouldn't be allowed to touch anything on Shabbos, because you might come to carry it, right? And carrying, there's no difference on Shabbos. So the reason why I didn't ask for everything, Efilo ala Eichelim Mikalim, Misham Dein Gozin Gzera ala Tzibur, Elam Kain Rebet Tzibur Yichelim Lambedba. They couldn't ask you from touching everything because no one will be able to survive. I mean, this is interesting teretz. There would be a lot more bigger problem than not surviving. Well, you couldn't eat, you couldn't, I mean, they wouldn't have Shabbos. So, okay, that needs explanation. But in any case, what does Rashi say? Rashi says that the Gemara, when it says Lifligu Bavanim, is referring to a whole different type of connection. We're saying if there would be no Haitzah, there would be no Muktzah. So let them argue about the Isra Muktzah. Interesting thing. Let Besham and Besil argue, is there Muktzah on Yantiv? And from there, we would infer that the Machlaikas is likewise if there's an Isra to carry. Right? This is a very strange thing. In other words, they have a Machlaikas, is there an Isra to carry on Shabbos and Yantiv? A byproduct of that is there an Isser Muktzah on Shabbos and Yantiv? Because the two things will be connected, right? If there's no Isser to carry on Yantiv, there won't be Muktzah. So why didn't they argue about Muktzah? And we'll backwards, you know, we'll retroactively figure out that, oh, they're really arguing about whether there's Haitzah. That's the way Rashi's learning the Gemara. Okay. So what does Rashi say? El amidu lo yiflik ba'avanim, being that they didn't argue about stones, Shema mina, zok Rashi, de lekuli alma yesh Haitzah al Yantiv. Everybody agrees there's a tzah on Yantiv. El shemin ha-tayru hutra l'tzayruch, just that the Torah allowed you do it when you have a tzayruch. U'bezhil islahu, and bezhilo, kivin the hutra l'tzayruch, since it was hutra for the purpose of food, hutra min ha-tayru l'gamri, it's mutra min ha-tayru, totally even for, not for the purpose of food. El rabbanon gazur, the rabbanon made a gezerah, B'midi dehavi tircha. Now this is Rashi sticks in a very interesting concept here. The Rabbanan disallowed you from carrying from something that's a big tircha, the loy tzarach, which is not necessary. Kigoyin avanim, like stones. Avol b'katan sefer Torah, but a katan sefer Torah that tzrichon lo b'yantiv, v'nidron on yantiv, loy gazer. The Rabbanan did not make a gzer. So Rashi now took a somewhat of a left turn over here, and Rashi says in the maskana of the Gemara, where the Gemara does seem to be saying that you can't do avanim. Now, whereas Rashi in the beginning explained that means you can't be metaltal of anam muktzah, now Rashi suddenly segged it to you can't carry avanim. Why? Because even though technically it should be mutter, because once you say mitaych, everything is mutter, including stones, Rabbanan said if it's a heavy, hard load, you shouldn't do it.
Does that mean dafka just whatever the mission, the key does?
Stones, you mean?
No, just whatever.
No, the opposite. Rashi seems to be saying everything is mutter. Stones is a big tircha.
So that tiltal wouldn't be even be an issue.
Tiltal's not even the issue we're discussing, right? So Tyron saying Rashi made a about turn without notifying anybody first, and he switched the pshat that the issue is not mukta anymore, at least as he seems to be saying. The issue now is that no, there is some limitations on the carrying. It's drabanon. It's not the raisa. It's a drabanon thing, and it's limited to things that are a tircha, right? That's what Rashi seems to be saying.
Why is there a chalak?
Go ahead.
The same issue is the problem, right? Meaning? The problem is that the heter is mitaych. Right. There should not be any heter of Sotol Avanim.
Correct.
And Rashi hasn't done that yet.
Well, this is what he's trying to do now. Notice what he's saying is that once... No, your question is a good question. What you're asking. Yeah, you're saying, in other words, again, if... What he means to ask is that if the... He's asking a question on Rashi. So, it's a very good question. Let me just get to that, and I'll explain what he's asking. In other words, what Rashi set up the Gemara is as follows. So Rashi set up that the Gemara said, I'll prove to you that it can't be... They're arguing whether there's an isser of carrying or not on Yantiv, because then they should have argued, can you carry stones? But Rashi in the Havamina said has something to do with Muktzah. Okay. Let's disregard that for a second. So Rashi says, Elamai, what are they arguing about? Is there a mitaych? Is there a heter to do a malacha for something other than food? Beshami says, no, you can't do a malacha for something other than food. Basil says, yes, you can do a malacha for something other than food, but stones, that's still not permitted. Why is stones not permitted? Because the Rabbanan said, don't work too hard on Yantiv. So he's asking is, if the Rabbanan said, don't work too hard on Yantiv, that could have been regardless, right? Let's say, even if there's no Issur to carry on Yantiv, which is what the Gemara was trying to say before, no Issur to carry on Yantiv, Rabbanan can still say, don't work too hard on Yantiv, which they actually do, right? There's the first temblat over here, and the end of them says a whole bunch of things you can't do because you're working too hard on Yantiv. So it's funny, they're actually saying that this is going to be dependent on whether the reason is no carrying or the reason is mitaych, whether the Rabbanan made a gzeira of terechot. That's a very good question. I'm not going to answer that question, but it's after Maram, Marsha asks it, then you have to figure out what the teretz is. But I just want to address a different aspect of Rashi, and we'll just try to understand what he said. So now, let's just walk away lahalacha from Rashi, because this is going to be important. Lahalacha from Rashi. We walk away from Rashi. Rashi says that on Yant Lefi Basilil, you can carry other things. You can carry your Siddur to Shul, you can carry your Ka'ara to your, wherever you're having your Seder, you can carry your Lulav and Esrog, that can be done. Stones can't be done. Now, there's a lot of things in between stones and your Ka'ara. What does Rashi hold about all that? What exactly qualifies stones? Rashi says it's a tircha. What exactly is the qualification of that? And it's a drabbanan. So there's two pshatim in the Beis Yosef, what exactly Rashi means to include with this. One pshat, he says, he means specifically stones because they're mukta. So even though he qualifies it as tircha, what Rashi really means to say is that something that was mukta, the Chazal said you shouldn't be touching anyway, so that also likewise it can't be carried. That's what Rashi means. It seems, right. That's strange. But the same, telling you the fact. This is what Beis Yosef says.
Still shy of mukta despite the fact that Chazal is never going to be also enough.
Lefi Rashi, correct. That is also a good question. Yes. Okay, another good question. But that's one pshat. And another pshat that Beis Yosef says, no, it means something that's just very heavy, very hard, which is a simple reading of Rashi, and very difficult. And I guess, otherwise, any other thing that won't be so difficult, you would be allowed to. Now let me give you an example. For example, let's say someone used tissues in shul and put it into his pocket. Now, he walks out of shul, and he's about to step outside, and he remembers he has the tissues in his pocket. Does he have to go all the way back, find a garbage can, drop it in the garbage can, or is he allowed to walk outside, saying, you know, on the situation where there's no Eruv, is he allowed to walk outside with those tissues in his pocket? So, Rashi said that we really say, and technically, min ha-tayra, you can carry stones. Right? Won't we say hutra l'tzara, hutra l'tzara, that means it's over. No iser hoitza on yantiv. You can same way you can carry for food, you can carry for anything. So no one needs stones on yantiv, right? You don't need stones for anything, and I'll use them on yantiv. So that even though there's absolutely no necessity for it, it's mutter. What's the problem? Either mukta or it's very heavy. Tissues are neither of those. So the fi Rashi, no problem, you can walk outside with those tissues. That's what comes out from this Rashi. Rashi comes out that A, even the things that are a problem, like stones, is only a drabanan. But really, Minatayra, once you say Mitaych, that basically, that malacha, like you're saying, has been stricken from the record. That malacha can be done for Anyanta for whatever reason you'd like. And secondly, Rashi's saying that even when there is a drabanan, it's only something that's very heavy, mukta, etc. Right? So that's Rashi's sheet. Good. Now, that having been Rashi's sheet, now let's see what Taisus says about this. There's a big Taisus over here. We'll just start in the middle where he picks up Rashi. It's five lines into, I'm sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines into Taisus. Taisus that starts Hachigar Sinan. So Taisus that says V'im Taimar. Right? It says V'im Taimar. He's really quoting Rashi here. V'im Taimar, Kivin de Beis Hill is Lu Mitaich. Since Beis Hill holds of Mitaich, Amai Ein Matir Nefil Tiltal Avanim. Why don't we allow even carrying stones, V'chal Davar, and anything? I feel Ein Etzarach Yantiv, even if there's absolutely no need for it on Yantiv. Yesh Leimar, the Vade in Hachinami. Of course, that's true. The Mida Raisa, Mina Taira, Hoyel, Vahutra, Hutra, Lagamri. Being that it's mutter, it's totally mutter. Al Rabbanan Gazad, Rabbanan made a Gzeira, Al Dabar Shein Etzerach Yantiv, something which is not a Tzerach Yantiv. So here, he doesn't say anything about Tircha, he doesn't say anything about Mukta. He quotes Rashi, if it's not a Tzerach Yantiv, anything that's not a Tzerach Yantiv is an Isid Rabbanan.
How he defines a Tircha.
Okay. So he extended Rashi to a lot more things, including our tissues, right? So Al Rabbanan Gazal Al Darush Ein Tzarich Yantiv, even the Ikar Hitzah Nesra, being that the Ikar Hitzah Nesra Yesh Los Lesser B'Davar She'Ein L'Tzarich Yantiv Klal. We therefore should answer by something which is not a Tzarich Yantiv Klal. Ad Kam Pirush Rashi. This is the pshat that Rashi said. Okay, so he made Rashi a lot more inclusive, but it's only Drabana, right? In other words, right? Fi him, it sounds like you cannot walk out with your tissues. But if you do, you'll be ever nisur drabanan, not nisur deraisa. Now, v'loy ratzel ligrois, Rashi didn't want to be gerus in the Gemara, k'moshi yesh v'svarim, ela mi'ata hoitzi avonim l'bis hillel, hachi nami d'loy mi'chayiv malchus. When the Gemara in this kasha said that if you're going to say bis hillel holds that there's no parsha of hoitza and yontiv, you're allowed to carry yontiv that wasn't said, then if you carry avonim l'bis hillel, you don't get malchus. That's what Gemara, that was the gerus that they had. And if you have that girsa, then comes out, the imkain have a masik, when the Gemara says, okay, Elamai, what is it? It's mitaych, will come at your chayiv malchus, which means carrying stones is an iser d'oraisa. Rashi kimlay de beis hillel sriyale hoyal v'hotra hotra lagami. Rashi holds if you say hotra, it's totally mutter. El rabbanan who de gazer b'davar she'en el tzarich yontif klal. It's just a rabbanan for something that's not a tzarich yontif klal. So Tais is just clarifying what's Rashi's shita. Rashi's shita is doesn't do that girsa in the Gemara, and lefi him it's only a rabbanan if you do something which is not l'tzarich klal. But midaraisa really there's basically no erev tzar. You can carry for whatever reason you'd like. Now, Taisa says, he has a very, very strong question on this. Because of Taisa, Chada, Damrinam Bipsachim, Ha'oifim, Yantav Lacha, Loika. Someone who bakes or does basically any malacha from Yantav to the next day, for the weekday, gets Malkus. V'loimrinam Mitaich, and you don't say Mitaich. This is Taisa's question. Taisa says, Lefi Rashi, that anytime you say Mitaich, which our Gemara is talking about Aitza, but likewise you have it by cooking, baking, anything. So if you say Mitaich, and the Fi Rashi Mitaich Min HaTaira says that's it. Basically, the malacha is not negay. You can do for any reason you like. So that this Gemara Pesachim says that if you cook for tomorrow, if you cook for Nat Yantav, you cook for tomorrow, you get Malkus. How could that be? If you're allowed to cook for no reason at all, not a Tzarech Yantav at all, why can't you cook for tomorrow? That's the Tzarech Kasha. Okay, what Isser would you like that to be?
Hachana.
What Isser is Hachana?
You're saying that that's a break off of the Isser that you're doing?
Yeah, in other words, there's only one Isser on Yantav. The Isser on Yantav is like Sasa Kal Malacha. There's a Leis to say you not do Malacha on Yantav. That either it's in that Leis to say or it's Mutter, right?
So
So Rashi's saying that the Malacha was Aser, but then it was Mutter for food. And once it's Mutter for food, we say Mitaich, it's Mutter for everything. So as I said, if it's Mutter, it's Mutter. Why can't I bake for tomorrow? How could that be worse? Right? That seems to be logical, or does anybody have a way out of this? Is there any way you could think to get out of this problem? Because this is going to be very relevant to us if there's a way to get out of this problem or not. Basically, what we have to try to figure out is there a way to look at it that somehow doing it for tomorrow is worse than doing it for no reason at all? In other words, carrying your tissues outside, which you have absolutely no reason to do it, fine, that Rashi says no problem, you can do it, or it's just Rabbanan. Doing it for tomorrow, that's worse. That somehow can make it worse, which means a few things, first of all. That would mean that the Malacha, first of all, exists. It's not the Pshat when the Torah said, the Malacha and Mitaich, we erase the Malacha and forget that Malacha doesn't exist anymore. No, it does. And if you do it for tomorrow, that Malacha is in full, it has its full strength and you'll get Malkus. But as long as you do it for no reason, that's okay. But for that reason is bad. That sounds strange, right? It seems very hard to accept something like that. The problem is that that's what they say Rashi holds. So we're going to have to try to see how to make sense out of that. And that'll be very relevant to us. Let me tell you why it's very, very relevant to us. Because there's another Gemara, which I don't have here. And this is a Gemara in Masechtas Ksubis. The Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis that there's another exception to the rule of Mitaich. You can't do it for tomorrow. That's a Gemara in Pesachim. And there's another din, you have to do something which is shavel l'chol nefesh. And that, the Gemara explains, is referring to, let's say, they used to put incense on a fire to make a nice smell in the house. And that is something that only very rich people did, only people that were very particular did. Typically it's not done by everybody. So davar she'ene shavel l'chol nefesh, there's no heter of mitaich. Right? So again, it's the same question. Lefi Rashi, you can do a malacha for no reason at all. Shlo tzarich klal, carry your tissues, absolutely no reason that you could do. But if you're doing a malacha that's ene shavu l'chol nefesh, in other words, you're allowed to light a fire, you're allowed to burn stuff. Shlo tzarich klal, you can take a piece of wood, burn it. I have no reason. I just like burning stuff, right? I'm a maniac. I like burning stuff. No problem. Pyromaniac. Go ahead. No problem doing that. But if you're doing it, you're doing incense. That's aser, right? It's very strange. The Taisa actually doesn't ask that question, but other Rishonim here do. So we have to know how Rashi is going to answer that question, because that's what brings us to the sugya of Rechitza. Because that's the main question by Rechitza. Is Rechitza Shav L'chol Nefesh? That Bez Hashem we will get to next week. That's what we're trying to talk about the next sugya, whether Rechitza goes under one cloud. But to summarize, we've learned so far, Rashi, the way he goes through the sugya is that Mitaich, when it's Mutter, is Mutter Shalel Tzerech Klal. It's just an Issa Drabanan, at best. And that is only things that are difficult. And Taisa says that no, it's also midaraisa. There's no tzarech at all. It's also midaraisa. And if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch that I passed out, just read the Mechaber and Ramah, you'll see the Mechaber says it's mutter even shalel tzarech klal, passing like Rashi, which is a Rambam. And the Ramah says no, there has to be a little tzarech. That ends up being a Mechlekes Mechaber and Ramah.
So, Hachana is not a separate. It isn't.